Well, that was some good coffee. Good morning, everybody. As you can see, I'm in a slightly different location than previous weeks. Wanted to mix it up, give a different view. As you can see over here, there is a door that goes somewhere. Over there are some windows that I normally sit in front of. You can see the top of a lamp right at the edge of my thumb where I normally sit. Got a new vibe, as per se. You can see my tan desert walls behind me. So this week gonna be busy doing renos at the gym. A lot of cleaning. Gotta get my scrub on, get my Cinderella on, hopefully I find my prince. That's enough of that. But on the flip side of that, I wanted to really talk about the importance of sleep. And this is front of mind because I'm reading a book on this, so that's usually how things work, is a topic I get interested in. Kind of like to talk about or write about to try to collate or help me to understand it a little better and hopefully give you guys a little bit of knowledge in how to better yourself as well. So we're kind of in this together. And so one of the big things kind of learning this book is the understanding and the importance of where sleep lies in the hierarchy of, I would call health. You can say health, fitness, or just life quality. And I kind of look at it as these three things. So you have sleep, you have nutrition, and you have movement, or as I'd call it, fitness, right? And they all play a role. And I always kind of had in my head, like, there's like nutrition, exercise, sleep. Like sleep you can get whenever, right? So to me, it was always, when I was young, it was like fitness, nutrition, sleep. If that was even an equation, usually just the first two. Over time, I was like, well, nutrition is way more important than exercise when it comes to like weight loss. That's who I work a lot with. That's who I'm focused on. So weight loss. And I was like, yeah, sleep's there too. And then probably the last year, year and a half, sleep's been kind of creeping into the equation. And now I'm just convinced the book that it's really sleep, nutrition, and movement. And because one drives the other. And so without sleep, without recovery, I don't have the motivation and desire to really fully fulfill the other ones. I can't catch up on sleep. So that's either good or bad to motivate you to get it. You can't catch up on it. There's so many mental diseases or like Alzheimer's, just happiness that come tied with lack of sleep, creativity, which I need a lot in my life. Being creative. So that's why sleep to me is very important, because without sleep, if I have a lack of sleep, I'm going to be less likely to eat healthy. If I'm less likely to eat healthy, it's not going to fuel my exercise goals. And if I'm not getting results, then I'm going to stop exercising. And so sleep in a lot of ways is this catalyst that helps with everything else. It's this circle, right? And so I wrote about it as a tip maybe last week, saying how sleep is like this circle where if I have a lack of sleep, it drives, increases stress, and my body is now more stressed. When I am more stressed, it increases cortisol, it increases actually ghrelin, which ghrelin increases hunger. And what does that do? It causes me to eat more, because eating or chewing is a de-stressor. And so what does that do? I become more relaxed. But if I don't get more sleep, it doesn't fix the problem. And so there's this constant cycle of I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm eating just to self-soothe myself. And if I am trying to do a fitness routine, yes, it's helping with muscle mass and movement and stuff like that. But if your end goal is to lose some weight, it's not helping you as much. So getting that first piece, getting adequate sleep, that 8 hours is very important to you reaching your actual goal. So that's kind of the big role that sleep plays. So it kind of, for weight loss, it kind of drives the catalyst, right? If I fix that, hopefully it'll break the chain of me overeating or having motivation to prep food, having motivation to work out. So they all kind of work together. And so that's really the role that sleep plays. It's a pretty big role. Also, if I'm working out and I'm not getting good sleep, I'm not getting good nutrition, I'm not getting good recovery, so I'm actually just driving myself down energy-wise and increasing my stress levels, which, so it's like that or something, which isn't good either. So you need to have a balance. Sleep is crucial in recovery, and recovery is where you get results. Is that time where I fuel and then re-sleep, So then that leads us to the last point of how do you actually get more sleep? By making it a priority, right? That's so easy, right? Oh, making something else in my life a priority. I have to eat well, I have to exercise, sleep now, and I have other priorities. Oh, that is a joke, right? But the goal should be to get 8 hours of sleep. And no, that's not always doable, but making it a priority to strive to get as close to 8 hours a night will go a large way. If you're only getting 6 hours and you can increase that to 7 and eventually 8, you're gonna see a big difference. Now, if you're at 7 to 8, you'll see some slight differences as well in feeling refreshed. You should strive for it. Not every night you're gonna get it, but you should aim for it, because in long-term health, it's gonna affect how you feel, how you act, how you think, how you look. Helps with the skin, less bags. I got some. So put a priority on sleep. That's the best I can do. Set a timer when you're gonna shut down, about 30 minutes before bed, and go to bed. Some days will be more successful, some days not. But if you put a priority on it, other things will start lining up. So give that a try. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you all next week. Quick plug, this is the last week for the early bird special for the Josh and Kim, or Kim and Josh Experience, the Stronger You Workshop. So at the top of the page, it's pinned. Give it a click, check it out. If it's not for you, but you have a friend, please share it with them. We're looking to help as many people as we can get started on this fitness journey, which can be very confusing, can be very scary and intimidating. And we're trying to lower the barrier so you can feel comfortable and empowered to do this with some guidance from us. Again, thank you so much and have a wonderful day.